All right, thank you, Clerk. We'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order, and the time is 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Second Speaker Redcorn? Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yeah.
Chair Revard?
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Next item is prayer. Jordan, would you like to render a prayer this afternoon?
Yes, Madam Chair. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jordan. The next item is our approval of minutes, and the minutes should be dated the 19th.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Speaker.
Motion to approve the minutes of May 19, 2025 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is our MIFA carryover funds discussion. Our budget analyst report. Jordan has handed out an updated version of his report from the other day. So I'll turn it over to you, Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, committee. At the last meeting, a committee substitute for ONCA 2582 was adopted, reducing the amount appropriated to $50,000. So total request for tribal funding is currently written stand at $68,801. There's about $2.31 million remaining available for appropriation. If everything passed, it would reduce that figure to $2.24 million. An update on the tribal matching commitment resolutions was also requested during the last meeting. Specifically, it was asked which grants had been awarded and which denied. Krista Falkerson promptly compiled that information and provided it to Congress. There were six tribal matching resolutions that status updates were provided for. That was everything that was listed on my tracker. Of those, two of the grants have been awarded, but the funds have not yet been appropriated, as no request has been submitted for their appropriation to Congress. Those total $125,074. One was never applied for, the WIC Summer EBT Program grant with a match request of $45,000. Another was denied, the FEMA Building Resilient Infrastructure Communities grant with about $31,000 match request. And finally, two are still pending, Language Preservation and Community Connect, which would have a combined tribal match of $930,000, which is the bulk of the match requests. This concludes my report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your update. Questions, committee? Okay, thank you. And thank you for working with Krista and getting an answer so promptly. Okay, the next item is the MIFA carryover funds discussion, and we decided to leave that discussion on our agenda if we, just in case we had further questions. And I just wanted to know if the committee had any questions or comments regarding the MIFA discussion that we had. Okay. All right, well, thank you, committee. The next item is 2584, which is an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $126,584 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. And I am the sponsor. The vice chair, my vice chair isn't here today, so if the committee's okay, I'm gonna have to present my bill. And this bill, again, is, it's gonna be non-tribal funds from FY24. And the first section we'll discuss is the USDA food safety outreach. And the request, this is a brand new grant, and it totals $126,584. And it's one of these admin grants. You can tell it affects salaries, fringe, of course, travel, operations, conferences, rental equipment and maintenance, and IDC. Now, there is an amount of other for $36,986. That can be discussed. It looks like it's a subaward. The budget detail is that the DNR received this, and the it's going to go for the project went from 2024 to 2027. It looks like maybe they're just now receiving it, but if Dr. Heyman's on the line, we can ask for her to speak to this grant. Dr. Heyman, are you on the call?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, you want to speak to your grant, please?
Yes, this is a subaward from Oklahoma State University, and we are coordinating through this grant through their food science professors to provide food safety training to individuals. We're targeting Osage First and other indigenous people, but we want to be able to try to get better into the community and provide food safety kits to just build that knowledge on better food handling practices in the community. And if there are specific questions, please let me know.
Okay. Let's see. Is there any questions for Dr. Heyman? When you say in the community, are you talking about like food safety, food handling classes?
Yes. Yes. Essentially, it's a little more involved than just a basic, like a food handling training, but it is essentially just a more in-depth food safety training that can be used by anybody that's working with food products and hopefully just get that education out there.
Mr. Big Horse.
Yes, Ms. Heyman's, sounds like to me, is this the same thing that the health department would offer, but only you're enhancing it or adding to it?
Yes, I would consider it a sort of an enhanced training, more in depth. We have worked with OSU through their food safety professors, and they've come to both Harvest Land and Butcher House and done these types of trainings. And it's a multi-day training I would say more involved than what you can get at just the health department. So it's a good solid background on the importance of food safety. And so, yeah, it's just a more enhanced, more in-depth training.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dr. Heyman, it says that you'll, that the nation will serve as a liaison between tribal food businesses and the project team. Can you describe a little bit who would the tribal food businesses be in your project team?
Yes, so the project team is primarily Oklahoma State University, their food science professors, and then also a position, part position from Butcher House and Harvest Land. So that team is just going to better, the intent is just to better facilitate the relationships with constituents that need or could use and need this training. So it's sort of like we're the people on the ground that are going to better facilitate those relationships to OSU that can get the specific expertise in, so we can collaboratively bring those two together.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Speaker Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. So the 36,986 listed under other, what is that for?
I am looking in our budget and it appears that it's materials for the safety training. It's like the, for example, the safety, food safety kits, things like that, that are going to help facilitate the training.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan and then Speaker.
To address Speaker's question, it doesn't say in here that it includes food, but I know in other budgets, when they purchase food, it usually does come out of the other expense line.
Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. So you had mentioned that it will be Osage's first. Are these current employees that you'll be sending through this program? How are you going to identify those folks?
Under this funding, it doesn't necessarily have to be an Osage Nation employee. It could be any Osage that even outside of the Osage Nation is interacts with food and food products. So it could be an Osage member that owns their own business, that works with food, or has an agricultural operation where they might be canning products or things like that. It's a little more open-ended, so it's not necessarily specifically for Osage Nation employees, although that could still apply. It's a little more broad for any Osage citizen that any member that could use this training, even with their own personal agricultural operation or food safety operation.
Is the position the admin assistant, is that a position that will be filled then once the money's appropriated? Or is that something that the admin assistant, is that a new position? I guess I'd say
the positions in this funding are not intended to be new positions. We would apply these wages to existing employees.
Okay, so this will be going for this. There'll be a portion of this salary is going towards your admin assistant for which admin assistant, at Butcher House or Harvest Land or in DNR?
It would be primarily Butcher House.
Okay. All right, committee, any other questions? Okay. Any movement? Yes, sir.
I just had it. All right, Motion to report out ONCA 2584 to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, the next is items are ONCA 2586, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $18,801 to the tobacco retailers who are owed money pursuant to law, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn, and just to remind the committee, she has discharged this bill this morning. And so we don't need to address it. It's been discharged from this committee. And so the next item would be our ONCR 2515, which is a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $230,000 for the Blue Cross Blue Shield National Campaign, and the sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Yes, I believe we have Director Fulkerson here from the Grants Department. Is that who would be telling us more about this grant? Or would it be Secretary of Development? Mr. Johnson.
Or who's managing this grant, I guess I'd say. Jimmy, is that, who do you have on the call to represent this particular grant, sir?
Can you give me the name of the grant again, ma'am?
Yes, it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield National Campaign for $230,000.
I am unsure who's administering that grant. If you give me a few minutes, I'll run it down.
Okay, thank you. If that's okay, sponsor, we'll move on to your next bill.
Okay.
ONCR, do we need to postpone or table that? I guess we should, huh? Without objection, we can table ONCR 2515 to the call of the chair. The next would be ONCR 2516. This is a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $250,000 for the Oklahoma State Parks-Land and Water Conservation Fund. And the sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Okay. Again, is Director Fulkerson, do you have anything to add to this grant?
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Sorry about that. I'm going to turn this over to Casey Johnson. He is over this project. And then if there's any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer those.
Okay, thank you. Casey, would you like to speak to 2516, the Oklahoma State Park Grant?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't remember this one, but I was trying to get in on the prior one, the Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Chris is going to have to tackle me if I'm incorrect in which ones I'm talking about. One of them, this 250 is, and I believe it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield one, is for, hang on a second. Wait a minute. Nope. Never mind. The EPA one is playground equipment for the outdoor health complex. From what I understand, we have been awarded the grant pending the resolution stating that there will be a match to it, because there's a match to it. And it will outfit, and it's not necessarily up to 250. It could be anything from like $100 to $250,000. So the max is $250,000. But what we'd like to do is add fall surfaces to some of the equipment that we already have. And then it will add playground equipment for children, and I believe it's 4 to 7 and then 7 to 12. So it runs all the way from 4-year-olds up to 12-year-olds, because it'll be different, different things.
Okay. What I'm thinking the total award on this one, Casey, it looks like it was for $500,000. And
yes,
the request is for $250,000, the match. So it looks like it's 50-50.
Yes, ma'am. So, and I believe, and when I was talking to Brianna and we talked to the EPA people, it's one of those grants that we have where it's a reimbursed grant. So if we only spend, you know, $200,000, then really we're only matching $100,000. Does that make sense? So if we spent the whole $500,000, they match $250,000.
Okay. Okay. So if we, all right, understood. Committees.
But we got to pay, but we have to pay for it up front. Then they reimburse the $250,000.
Okay. Okay. Committee, is there any questions for Casey on this particular grant?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, I've been reading the support documentation on this grant, and let me see, I'll pull up my notes. They were, I understand it's a 50-50 match, just like you had said. When do you need this, when do you need this resolution? And if awarded, when do you need the appropriation?
That, I think Krista would be able to answer that better. We were talking about the appropriation in the fall, when you and I and the grants crew met with those folks down at the site. I'm pretty sure we were talking about actually getting the appropriation in the fall, because we, you know, we didn't know. I told those folks we didn't have a whole lot of money left over right now, and there were other priorities now, so we would wait till the fall to get the appropriation. But the resolution they need for their records and stuff.
Okay, I remember that. Okay, that's what I was looking through the support documentation, and it looks like we've kind of already secured the grant. And that's why I was wondering about the appropriation needed.
Have we already received the money? Was that what your question is?
No, not the money, but we just the letter from the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. Because as I understand, this is from a few years ago, so the project.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. That's my understanding as well.
Mrs. Fulkerson?
Yes. They were behind on their awarding with the state to wait for their funding, and then they went through a review on their end. So what happened is so that's why it's so late for them to come to us and say that, you know, we are awarded, but or their intent is to award us right now. So yes, this was applied for quite a while back, but we've been having these kind of things happen because of the change of guard, basically with the U.S. government. And therefore, a lot of our awards are coming in a little bit later than normal because they're going through an extra review. And so I believe this was one of them. And that's kind of what they were explaining to us and our team. So we haven't been officially awarded yet for this funding opportunity.
Congressman Big Horse and then Congressman Hamilton.
Since this is a few years old, what was the specifics? Specific goals or missions for this grant?
Uh,
Or what was it originally for, I guess.
Chair. Casey, you might be better to explain that. I know what we're using it for now, but for playground slab, looks like curb surfacing, site work, drainage, sod, insurance, contractor fees, and playground equipment. But you might want to, I know you've been following this and been with this project for a while, Casey, so maybe you have some explanation for that one. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
So our directive was, and I believe you were on Congress. Yeah, you were on Congress when all this came down. Our directives were to go forth and do what we could to get the vision of the complex completed. Members of Congress at the time told us, you know, look for grants and things like that, is we weren't going to use ARPA or you know, tribal monies to fund it. So that's what we did. And this was, so what we had to do was break the project down into small pieces and, you know, go one little phase at a time to get to where we wanted to get at the end state. And this grant was one of those in that plan. So it was always meant for this. And again, Chris is right. This was several years ago. I think both of these were, you know, way prior to now that we started this. And now it's come up and they've awarded it. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Casey. Congressman Hamilton?
I just wanted to reiterate what Director Fulkerson said, that I did reach out to the grant agency from the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation. This is a grant from 2023. And just like she had said, it's in the final review process. They haven't finished anything. They're still ongoing. They are behind. And the Osage Nation's still in contention of it. So I just wanted to let the committee and Congress know the, yes, it is from 2023, but we are still in the running for it. So.
Okay. Thank you. Committee, any other questions regarding this request? If not, I'll entertain any action. Congressman Hamilton.
If no more questions, I'd make a motion to report out ONCR 2516 to the floor of Congress with the, 2516. To the floor of Congress, the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Committee, let's go to ONCR 2517, which is a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $1,555 for the Oklahoma Arts Council Community Arts Learning Grant. And who's going to speak on that? Mr. Jimmy?
I believe that falls under Van's department. I've tried to reach out to him and I haven't gotten an answer yet. I checked with Marla. She doesn't know about it. Krista, do you have any input on that one?
Unfortunately, I didn't bring my documents, but the documents I did send down. Oh, thank you, Otto. Appreciate it. So we've been working with Dance Maker on several culturally rounded programs with Patrick Martin over at DePosca. And this is just one of those where she is going to be offering some classes, and we did a joint effort with Dance Maker where DePosca will do some in-kind for the matching, and Dance Maker is going to put $500 cash into it, and then they're at the remaining balance of the matching for Osage Nation's cash cost share match would be $1,555. That's really all I have on this. I would really divert this conversation to toward Patrick.
Well, I think my question was, who would be managing this grant? Number one, is this would be through DePosca, or is this, so we have a, you know, that CYSUB program through financial assistance that helps our children that need assistance attending the ballet. So I'm just curious, who's going to manage this grant? Would that be DePosca?
Chair?
Yes.
DePosca.
Okay.
Definitely DePosca.
All right. And it looks like the Secretary Big Horses is on the call. It's not for very much. I think that all of us sitting here, we hear this where we have entities we try to help that aren't able to apply for grants for whatever reason. And I mean, even down to our rural firefighters in these areas. And I think it's just one of our very first attempts, Miss Krista, to help another entity. This might be our second one this year, actually.
Yeah, I've Chair.
Yes.
We'd like to branch out on our funding opportunities to be more partners with all of our component units, if possible. We also have had municipalities who've needed some infrastructure updates that's reached out to us. And those are things we're kind of in discussion with. Because we have such a robust grants management system, we believe we could help a lot of the community. There's communities that Osage Nation serves. There's a lot of 501c3 funding out there that we're trying to divert more towards, considering the federal funding that is offered right now has been under DOGE review. A lot of that's been actually recently, last week, has been released. And so all of our FY25 money is coming in all at one time. We have a lot of projected budgets that were out there during CESIA. We're shoring those up now. It takes a lot of manpower, but also there's a lot of infrastructure build through municipalities right now that our service area could serve. So we are open to those discussions as long as we can find someone from Osage Nation that will manage that project. Because our grants management department, we are a compliance component, an internal control of the nation. It's a COSO framework that's supported by our treasurer, Batson, and we have to attain that as well. So as long as it fits into that criteria, we're happy to help.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Committee, any other questions? Or Secretary Bickhorst, good afternoon. Is there any comments you'd like to make?
I've got Mr. Martin on the line here. I'm going to put him on. He wasn't aware that he was going to be on here, but he's very much aware of this grant. And so I'm going to, if you can give me just a couple of minutes, I'm going to get him, pass the Zoom link on to him where he can visit with you about it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay? Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
So committee, if you recall, we had some folks come down, and I think if we talked about this with Miss, I think Congresswoman Lemon, I think championed a bill. We were going to try to help fund the ballet, and we of course say, go to the foundation or call the casino and all these efforts, but it sounds like we're starting to expand and network with, as Krista mentioned, our component units, but also other entities that may not be, directly involved with our government, but that provide a service to our people, and we're able to help them along the way if possible. I'm glad to hear that.
Chair, Mr. Martin is on the line.
All right, Mr. Martin, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Congresswoman Rivard.
So I wanted to tell you, we're talking about it's a resolution to support the grant tribal match. It's, for the $1,555 for the Oklahoma Arts Council. that community yes. arts learning grant. And we were just wanting someone to get on and to speak about what that grant will do for us.
Yeah, it's through the Dance Maker Academy, and they come up to our school twice a week. One day they do art with all our kids, and then one day they do dance. And it's on Wednesday and Friday, and we've had all this year, and it's gone pretty well. They've opened up some good creative passages for the kids, you know. And they also do it with the public schools. So she goes down to the high school, I believe, or the elementary. I'm not sure where she goes, but it's Anna Smith, Joshua Smith's wife, who does the art. And it's Anna Tallchief who does the dance.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Martin. Is there any other questions from the committee? Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Martin. I appreciate you jumping on the call rather quickly. And thank you, Secretary Bickhorst. So is there any other questions? Any action? Congressman Hamilton?
If no more questions, I have a motion to make. Motion to report out ONCR 2517 to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Yes. Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. Let's jump back up then to our tabled agenda item, ONCR 25-15, which is a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount. Oh, I am right. Is it? I'm so sorry. It is actually 2516. No, wait, 2515. Sorry. The $230,000, the Blue Cross Blue Shield National Campaign. Jimmy, who did you get on the call to speak to us?
Casey. Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Case.
Yeah, I remembered. So what this one is, in the future plans for the outdoor health complex down there on the east end of where the clinic stops, the parking lot and the visitor center, right? That that grass area in between that parking lot and the visitor center, you know, you kind of realize what I'm talking about, where the builder's trailers and stuff were.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, Pawhuska needs a new fitness center at some point, and I've talked to Congressman Tillman about it. And we're looking into, I've got tribal development looking into, you know, how much that a facility down there would cost and whatever. But one of the things that, we think is going to be fairly important, and that's from Hank, at fitness and talking to Mark and Kirk at the clinic, is an outdoor classroom for, you know, yoga, aerobics and different things like that, where you can get everybody from children up to elders outside and moving. Now, that is what this is designed to be. So one side, there's kind of a wall in the middle. And on that wall, we would have Osage artists, much like the visitor center, put a mural on it. And on one side, it would be nothing but a surface to do aerobics and yoga and things like that. On the other side, it has little apparatus things you can do push-ups on, sit-ups, different things. And it includes a cover. So it would be covered. So on days like this, when the sun is beating down on you, it's 100 degrees out, you'll at least be in the shade, catch some breeze. But you'll still be outside. And I can't remember the amount of money we would have to match. It's much less than the $230,000. But we can also do some in-kind stuff with labor. So I've talked to Ed Zahn at Tribal Works, and there are things like putting in the apparatus that our guys can do to offset the match. So that's what this one is. And again, we don't have this one. We haven't received this one. The grant folks that I've talked to from the granting agency, the Blue Cross Blue Shield people, are confident that we'll get it. This is just a resolution saying, yeah, we'll back you up and help out in whatever our matches are. So the in-kinds and any money that's involved.
Okay, thank you, Casey.
Yes, ma'am.
Committee, is there any other questions?
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Hamilton.
My question is about Blue Cross Blue Shield. Do they have any specific requirements for this grant besides the match, obviously? Do they have any requirements in regards to the project? Do they need signage or anything like that?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I don't recall any specifics, but my memory isn't what it once was. So I don't remember details of this discussion. We've not met them in person. They've all been either via Zoom or phone call or email. Off the top of my head, I cannot remember any specifics. Krista may be able to help me out, but I'm not sure, other than, you know, how we can match their funding, if there was anything other than that.
Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit on that. Congressman Hamilton. Well, on these kind of awards with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, I look forward to an award being made that has all of our special terms and conditions. And at that time, that will be addressed. We really won't know anything until we get the actual award. It's kind of with every award we get. And so I anticipate we will have some reporting on this. I don't see it, you know, as a donation, but you never know how they're going to roll it out that way, depending on what department they decide to take this out of over at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fulkerson. Congressman Hamilton?
Oh, I was just going to say, the reason I was asking, because Blue Cross Blue Shield is an impressive partner. So that's the reason I was asking. I hope this all goes through and we both partners receive really good publicity about this collaboration. That's all.
Well, thank Chair. You, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to add to, not to take up much more time about this, but these funding awards are very good. I want to piggyback off of Congressman Hamilton. These are from agencies where we have cultivated a relationship with them. So when they do have extra funding, that they will think of Osage Nation when they think of this. And this kind of a big project will be supported because of the fact that we are able to handle, through our organizational capacity, these kind of fundings. And so more people will hear about us, and the more we can pull these kind of projects off, where it's for community gatherings and wellness and fitness and changing people's perspective and health, that's actually the goal. And that's a lot of these funders where I can see other funders jumping on board and giving us more funding and donations in general. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for those comments, because sometimes it's good to, you know, print your check register and see who you've been paying to reach out to them. You know, we have top vendors. Top 10 vendors, I'm sure, like our phone folks, you know, AT&T and a lot of these folks, that corporations that we pay. It's always good to reach out. Okay, committee, any other questions or action? Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to report ONCR 2515 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, committee, we are done with our agenda. Again, I just want to reiterate that ONCA 2586 was discharged from committee. And our next item is item 12, which is an adjournment. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes. Any opposed? All right, we're adjourned at 1:45 p.m. Thank you, committee, and thank you to everyone that attended the meeting. Appreciate your time.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Case.
Have a good day.
You too.